About 75 Chippewa tribal members could go deer hunting off the reservation in the ceded territory of the north as the tribe responds to the state allowing non-tribal members to hunt wolves at night. The DNR continues to argue the off-reservation deer hunt would be unsafe and is asking a federal court to halt the tribal hunters. To Native American journalist Paul DeMaine, the dispute is part of a pattern of disagreements between the Walker administration and the tribes.
The relationship between the Ojibwe tribes in northern Wisconsin and the tribes in general, from what I can tell, is probably at its lowest stature since the negotiations and discussions between tribes over natural resources began in the 1970s and 80s when a lot of these cases were litigated.
DeMaine also cites disagreements between the DNR and tribes over a tribal harvesting of a ceremonial elk and Governor Walker's support for the proposed iron ore mine in Ashland and Iron Counties, a proposal the tribes fought. But the governor contends he has a good record of reaching out to Native Americans. He says he met with tribal leaders earlier this month near Hayward.
We've had, since I've taken office almost 2 years ago, more than 1,000 consultations and discussions between not just myself and tribal leaders, but each of the various state agencies under our authority as a means of trying to reach out and have better communications between the 11 sovereign nations in the state.
There's no word as to whether Walker's newly announced statewide Talk with Walker tour will include stops at any tribal headquarters. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.